Hello, Mixed Nut Cases and Dog Days of Podcasting listeners. This is Nuke Chess.
And hi, I'm Tech, but that was totally an accident. I really didn't want to do that double open, but let's go with it. Let's do it live.
We're doing it live.
Hi, everybody.
This is Dinner and a Movie. We're talking about Brave, the Pixar Disney Scottish princess story that took us a really long time to finally watch this movie.
Why?
I don't know. What happened in 2012?
Lots. I think we moved again.
No, that was 2011.
11.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. A lot happened. Somehow we didn't watch it. And we've been meaning to. And I know, like...
It stars one of our best friends, Christiana Ellis.
Well, no, it's about her.
Right. I didn't know she was Scottish, though.
Well, she's very talented, multifaceted woman.
Absolutely.
And I do know that Merida is the favorite Disney princess of our good friend Aaron Makeham from Sci-Fi Dig, OG podcaster.
Mm-hmm.
So I've really been meaning to do it, to watch this movie, and we finally did it. And thanks to Disney Plus, we were able to watch it.
This is Pixar finally coming to Disney's rescue.
Yeah.
And making a movie about a princess in distress who is not rescued by a handsome prince who gives her a smooch that she doesn't want.
Nope.
This is a princess who goes and, well, one, creates the problem.
It's true.
And then solves the problem.
But, you know, there's... I remember when Frozen came out and people were like, this is the first movie where a prince doesn't save the princess. And everybody's like, excuse me, there's like tons of movies that we have.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, every one of the things that people say that Frozen is the first movie to do, Lilo and Stitch also did that a long time ago. Everybody forgets Lilo and Stitch. That movie has everything.
Well, because it's technically a Disney property now because they bought Fox and all the other ones.
No, it was always Disney.
No, I'm
go ahead.
Going on to another topic.
Gotcha.
Because all these things happened.
Yes.
Sigourney Weaver in Aliens is technically a Disney princess,
yes.
And she didn't need anybody to save her butt in four movies.
No, as a matter of fact, they kept screwing it up and she kept having to save their butts. But, I mean, Lilo and Stitch, that self-rescuing, all about sisterhood, no love interests, positive role models, diverse casting, blah, blah, blah. Everything was really
was awesome.
Yeah.
And what I
Brave was really good. Too.
Right. Oh. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Brave was awesome. And what I love about this movie is that the main love story that they talk about in the movie is between a mother and daughter.
And I love that.
Yes. Because it's familial love is, you know, we'll talk about brothers or, you know, Frozen with sisters. But that parental bond is not something that we see a lot of explored as the main crux of a movie.
And it's a parental bond where it doesn't take the parent dying to have that bond.
Right.
Also, this is one of the few Disney movies where both the parents are alive.
Right. Yeah.
There's no step parents.
No,
there's orphans.
There's no divorce. There's no...
Yeah.
It is. And another big plus for Disney on this one, it's a movie about Scottish people.
So they cast a lot
actual,
of... mostly Scottish people.
Actual Scottish people to voice them.
Yeah. I don't think Emma Thompson is Scottish. And I know that John Ratzenberger isn't, but you know, everybody else.
But John Ratzenberger has to be in every Pixar. I think it's contractual.
Yes, I think that's part of the contract. They the only way he's still alive is that Pixar has like a tube that's keeping him going.
Right.
Yeah.
But the fact that the majority of the main characters were all Scots and were able to give that, you know, when you get like Billy Connolly and Craig Ferguson.
Yeah.
In your movie, you know, you're getting that authenticness. Now, it is a fantasy piece. It is not, you know, don't expect this to be the next Braveheart, which is really funny because Braveheart was horribly historically inaccurate. Oh, God,
yeah.
That movie was bad. But this was really, really, really good.
Really good.
And this is a story of a young lady who is... who wants to be independent. She wants to grow up by her own rules. She wants to make her own future, and her family obligations are preventing this from happening. So, of course, she finds a wicked witch, and of course she makes a wish.
Well, gray witch. I wouldn't say she's wicked. She's just, you know.
But she makes a wish to make her problems go away, and her mother gets turned into a bear.
Yes, her mother is turned into a bear. And, oh my gosh, I love that so much. Mm. And there's so much, and the triplets get turned into a pair too.
The triplets.
Poor triplets.
And of course, her father, Billy Connolly, is a well-known bear hunter.
Yes.
And when he sees the bear in the kingdom, he thinks it's the resurgence of this great old bear that like what, took his arm or his leg or something.
Took his leg. Yes.
So he thinks he's got to get some revenge. So he's like, but they can't tell him that the bear is actually mom.
Yeah.
And
yeah, they gotta try to fix this curse.
Hilarity and plot ensues.
And it's really sweet.
It's really funny.
And what I love is it's not that she convinces her mom to see things from her side. They each start to see things from each other's side.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they understand each other's points of view. And
they meet in the middle.
Yeah, they meet in the middle, but they understand one another finally. And they have to listen to each other.
Mm-hmm.
They have to open their ears and not just say what they want to happen.
Even when they're little bear ears.
Yes, even when they're little bear ears. I have a strong affinity for bears. I am definitely part bear.
It is a kindred spirit.
Absolutely. I mean, it's like, how do you make a nutty? Well, it's part bear, part cat.
Part porcupine.
Part porcupine.
Part manatee.
Part manatee, part dragon. Mm-hmm. Am I missing anything?
Nah, that's pretty good.
It's pretty good. Oh, and there's some frog in there too.
For sure.
But I mean, these are the things that make me up. And
let's think of a bear. Okay, little ears. Yep, can sleep for months at a time. Yep, sustains themselves on a bear on a diet mostly of berries, nuts, and fishes.
Yeah,
you wish.
Also like sweet things.
Yes,
yeah,
sweet things. Big bottom. Mm-hmm. Little tail. Little tail.
Okay. Actually have a tail.
Big paws.
True.
You do got big feet.
Oh, I was looking at
that. Your hands.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're short, but they're big.
Big old paws. Long claws.
They're not that long.
No, they're fancy though.
Yes, they are fancy.
So yeah, you're bear.
I am a bear. I am definitely a bear, and I get an itchy back, and I constantly need to do the old bear scratch
against the doorframe.
Yes, yes. And I had a boyfriend that was a bear in Nova Scotia. His name was Smokey.
He was a real bear.
Mm-hmm.
You fed him mints.
Yep.
He gave you kisses.
Yep.
He's a good little bear.
Put a little starlight mint in my mouth, and he would just slurp, take it. It was wonderful. But yeah, so Brave is really nice, really empowering.
I don't know.
It needs to be rated higher.
When we talk about Studio Ghibli movies on another podcast that we do, we always talk about the amount of animators that they've killed trying to do those super complicated.
Oh, the amount of computer animators.
The computers that they killed in this movie. Doing Merida's hair.
Oh, the hair.
Because it looks like each strand is animated individually, and they all move in such an amazing way. And she's got this mop of bright red
hair. And it's always in her face and in her way, and that's what hair is like. Like, I don't have hair like that, but even regular, my hair is like that. And I'm sure if you had hair like that, it would also be completely in your way all the time and kind of a hassle. And it's always part of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I mean, I've tried to draw hair like that and paint hair like that, and it's so frustrating because it's gorgeous, but you can never quite capture it. And yet these computer animators did.
And, you know, one of the little things, they animated, you know, the consultants that they did for the archery, because Merida is an archer.
Yeah.
The fact that they animated the archer's paradox properly, because you'll notice that on all the scenes, the arrow is on the side of, it's on the other side of the bow. It's on the side where her arm is, not out in the open, where you'd think it would need to be.
Yeah.
But arrows do this really weird thing. It's fascinating physics. Look it up. It's called the Archer's Paradox. And that's not something that an animator who doesn't know archery would do. That's the sort of thing you figure out with a consultant.
But we know that Pixar is really finicky when it comes to details. That so much so that when they were doing the movie Planes, they had an aeronautical engineer come in. And it was a friend. And they were just showing off, hey, look at what we've got so far. And they're almost ready to go to theaters.
Yeah, and he's like, hey, yeah, by the way, did you know all your propellers are backwards?
And they were like, really? And they said, okay, can you look at our footage and tell us everything else we got wrong? Because if we have to go back and reanimate everything to have the propellers go the other way, we might as well do this. And the guy goes, well, you don't have to. And he goes, no, no, we have to.
We have to now.
We have to now. And that's why Planes was a direct-to-DVD instead of a theater.
Yeah, they missed the window for theaters. And you know what? It was pretty funny.
Yeah.
But we're talking about Brave. So what are we eating with this? What do we eat?
We are going to eat Merida's tartlets.
Ooh.
Yes. So these are just some beautiful tarts. And it's like a biscuit, and you've got raspberry jam in the middle, and some sugared cherries on top with some of that royal icing, and yum.
You're going to be making these for me, aren't you?
I think we're going to have to. I think this is going to have to be part of the 12 days. You know, if we don't get so many recipes that we can't possibly make them all.
Hey, even if you haven't heard of 12 days... get your recipes in.
Yeah, 12 days of podcasting. We're going to do 12 recipes that were sent in by listeners. So things that you love, things that remind you of the holidays, send them in to us, and send them in as soon as possible, because we would like to do this ahead of time so we're not doing it all like leading up to Christmas and having all of this food we don't know what to do with.
So preferably, we would prefer recipes from your homeland.
Yep.
Or your family recipes, like yeah. Mom's apple pie, not the apple pie recipe out of a book somewhere, but the...
I mean, if it's the recipe out of a book somewhere that your mom made all the time...
Well, sure.
That,
right.
Yeah.
We're looking for the stuff from your family, from your part of the world, from your country. If you have a distinct holiday recipe that...
It's not Christmas unless we have this.
Right.
It's not Hanukkah unless we have this.
It's not a family gathering...
unless
we don't have this.
Exactly.
You know, Dad always goes outside and makes ribs. Somebody send me a rib recipe. I want to try yours, see how they compare to mine. It's not Christmas unless Mom makes at least 7 different pies. I know that's my family tradition. We got a bunch of different pies to make. But yeah, that's the 12 days of Christmas. I can't wait for it, but we're going to have to throw the tartlets in there somewhere.
Somehow.
Send us your recipes, please.
Send us recipes.
Nutty Bites is produced by Nimlas Studios under a Creative Commons Attribution No Commercial Non-Derivatives 3.0 International License. That means you can't change it without my permission. You can share it and send it to your friends. Just link back to me, my site, and everything. We live at nimlas.org, which has links to everything social media, including facebook.com/group/nuttybites and patreon.com/nukejoss, or call 347-Nutty42.